Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News from NPR and KPR up next at 6 o'clock.
A dark video released with the Post shows a boat hit with a flash from above and then burning. Trump said six men aboard were killed. He called them narco-terrorists. The White House maintains it's at war with Venezuelan drug traffickers and may kill them in strikes like this because they are unlawful enemy combatants. Critics in Congress say the president cannot declare wars without their consent, and that in this case the president is asserting a right to kill anyone he declares an enemy with no due process of law. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police say they have located the woman whose abduction was caught on a home surveillance video. The video released Monday shows the woman approaching a Wichita home when a man grabs her from behind and walks her back to the street. Police say the woman is now safe and was not injured. KSN reports she is 35 years old and lives in the neighborhood where the incident occurred. Police believe it was a case of domestic violence. A 22-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident. He faces charges of aggravated battery, strangulation, domestic simple battery, and criminal restraint. Kansas schools are becoming more racially diverse. That's according to a new report by the State Department of Education. The percentage of white students in Kansas has dropped by more than 10% since 2012. The number of Hispanic students is up by nearly 28%. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the percentage of students needing to learn English has not risen at the same time.
So while Hispanic populations increase, the number of students that do not speak English as their first language has remained fairly constant over the last 13, 14 years.
The report also shows a dramatic increase in the number of students with disabilities. Kansas lawmakers are split on whether they should address concerns about the use of artificial intelligence in health care. As Noah Taborda reports, some providers are concerned children are using AI chatbots during mental health crises.
One senator suggested there was little the state government could do to limit AI use for health issues, while others wanted to take a stance against the technology. But Democratic Representative Susan Ruiz says lawmakers need more information from experts before taking any action.
I would love to see an informational hearing, because there are a lot of pros and cons to this, and I think we could become much more informed.
Legislators will take up the matter in the next legislative session. A recent survey by Common Sense Media found 72% of teens have used AI chat services at least once. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court will not be on the bench when the court convenes later this month. Chief Justice Marla Lukert is taking a leave of absence for medical reasons. While she is gone, the next most senior justice, Eric Rosen, will take on the Chief Justice's duties. KSNT reports the October docket includes 15 cases that will be heard over 4 days, beginning October 27th. Weather forecast for today, just a 20% chance we could see a stray shower or two this morning. Otherwise, it'll become mostly sunny with highs this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. Tomorrow, sunny, still kind of warm. Highs tomorrow near 82 degrees. Friday evening brings in a cold front. Weekend temperatures look much more seasonal, high on Saturday near 74, high on Sunday near 67. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 65 degrees. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, Kansas has more rural hospitals at risk of closure than any other state, and changes at the federal level are further complicating things.
We have to do what's right beyond our individual hospitals. We have to do what's right for regions.
How hospital officials in Kansas are hoping to survive. That'll be in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition. The forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 63. Tomorrow, sunny, still warm, highs tomorrow around 82 degrees. Cold front moves in Friday night, temperatures cool off for the weekend. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 65 degrees. Topeka's mostly clear and 65 as well.
I'm Celia Hatton, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, anger in Israel as pressure mounts on Hamas to return hostage bodies. China's detained the head of one of its biggest underground church networks. We'll speak with his daughter. And can singing relieve postnatal depression?
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes.
This is NPR News.
When Broadway shows flop or have a short run, the curtains don't have to close for good. Some musicals are getting a second life in schools.
When you get out there tonight, you've worked hard, you know what you're doing, shine that light.
I'm Alyssa Nadworny, inside a regional theater production of the Britney Spears musical, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Just a 20% chance we could see some showers this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today with a high this afternoon near 86. It's 6:30.
Sides need to stick to the ceasefire deal. The Israelis have informed the UN that they will cut back on the number of trucks getting in until Hamas releases the bodies of all the hostages. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A challenge to the Voting Rights Act of 1965 will go before the Supreme Court today. The justices will hear arguments on congressional voting maps in Louisiana. The court will consider whether to uphold or throw out the only key provision of the Voting Rights Act that's left. It prohibits racial discrimination in redistricting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The city of Topeka has agreed to pay nearly $300,000 to a former firefighter who sued the city for gender discrimination. In the suit, Barbara Hack claimed the city violated her civil rights when it allegedly passed her up for promotions on the basis of her gender. Hack says she applied for multiple promotions during her 24 years with the Topeka Fire Department. She says she was passed over for promotion in favor of less qualified men. KSNT reports the city has agreed to pay Hack $292,500 to settle the lawsuit. Under the terms of the settlement, the city of Topeka does not admit to any wrongdoing. Kansas high school students are taking more college-level courses than ever before. But as Suzanne Perez reports, school attendance remains a challenge.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson says more than 40,000 Kansas high school students are taking some type of post-secondary class this year. That's a 25% increase since 2021. A new report from the Kansas Department of Education also shows record-high graduation rates and more students taking AP classes. But Watson says nearly one in five Kansas students is chronically absent. That number peaked during the COVID-19 pandemic, but is still well above the rate 7 years ago.
While it's coming down, it's not coming down very quickly.
The percentage of white students in Kansas fell more than 10% since 2012. The number of Hispanic students has risen nearly 28%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A member of the Kansas State Board of Education took time during Tuesday's board meeting to praise and pray for the late right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Republican Debbie Potter of Garden Plain left the board table and addressed members during the Citizens Open Forum. She called Kirk a biblical prophet and urged the board and others to pray in his memory. Kirk's rhetoric has been described as divisive, racist, xenophobic, and extreme by groups that study hate speech, including the Southern Poverty Law Center. Weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 63. Tomorrow, sunny, warm again, highs tomorrow near 82. Lawrence right now, mostly clear and 65 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR's
Lagos.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra presenting Spooky Carnival, featuring seasonal fun and music. Sunday, October 19th, 2:30 p.m. at Lawrence High School. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead, people are using ChatGPT and other artificial intelligence apps to help them with mental health issues. But experts say they are not a substitute for therapy or companionship. We'll hear more about this in 12 minutes. Forecast for the KPR listening area today, 20% chance we could see some showers this morning. Otherwise, it should be mostly sunny, still warm. Highs this afternoon around 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. Tomorrow, sunny, still warm. Highs tomorrow around 82. In Lawrence, at the moment, mostly clear, 65 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear and 65 degrees as well. 44 minutes after 6.
NPR brings you to Where the
Where. Personally, at $300 an album, I'll settle for some surface noise. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. From the Lodestar Foundation. Inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas has more rural hospitals at risk of closure than any other state, according to one estimate. Further complicating things is that in 2028, Medicaid reimbursement rates will start decreasing. But as Noah Taborda of the Kansas News Service reports, a change to a state tax will give a few years of cushion for struggling hospitals to implement long-term strategies.
Nearly every seat is taken at the Remnant Cafe in Parsons, Kansas. I'm here visiting
duplications in rural areas that are fragile. How can we consolidate where appropriate? How can we recruit together?
That's William's vision for Southeast Kansas Healthcare, a collaborative effort. Like how Labette Health and Independence Kansas teamed up to open what is essentially known today as a rural emergency hospital. He noted that several towns in Southeast Kansas have one or more emergency medical services units. What if, he wonders, they could combine them, or at the very least, streamline them.
We have to do what's right beyond our individual hospitals. We have to do what's right for regions.
Maybe these ideas don't work at all. Maybe they aren't feasible. but it can't hurt to have the conversation, Williams says. Ultimately, he's confident Kansans will find ways to maintain sufficient health care, even if it looks a little different. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda in Parsons.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can find this story and more like it on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater major since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at kuendowment.org/centennial fund.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures this afternoon around 86 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 64. Topeka, mostly clear, 65 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
They both help, just in different ways. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can also listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. It's 7 o'clock.
LA County is home to some 950,000 immigrants without legal status. Supervisors say immigration raids have destabilized neighborhoods and created a climate of fear. Local state of emergencies are typically designated after natural disasters like flooding, earthquakes, and fires, as well as crises like homelessness. The declaration allows the county to seek financial aid from the state, expedite contracting, and possibly consider an eviction moratorium. Some business advocates were concerned about the move, saying a moratorium could destabilize housing if passed as a result. The declaration remains in place until the board moves to end it. For NPR News, I'm Destiny Torres in Los Angeles.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police say they have located the woman whose abduction was caught on a home surveillance video in Wichita. The video released Monday shows the woman approaching a home when a man grabs her from behind and walks her back to the street. Police say the woman in the video is now safe and was not injured. KSN reports she is 35 years old and lives in the neighborhood where the incident occurred. Police believe it was a case of domestic violence. A 22-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident. He faces charges including aggravated battery and criminal restraint. Kansas schools are becoming more racially diverse. That's according to a new report by the State Department of Education. The percentage of white students in Kansas has dropped by more than 10% since 2012. The number of Hispanic students is up by nearly 28%. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the percentage of students needing to learn English has not risen at the same rate.
So while Hispanic populations increase, the number of students that do not speak English as their first language has remained fairly constant over the last 13, 14 years.
The report also shows a dramatic increase in the number of students with disabilities. Kansas lawmakers are split on whether they should address concerns about the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare. As Noah Taborda reports, some providers are concerned children are using AI chatbots during mental health crises.
One senator suggested there was little the state government could do to limit AI use for health issues, while others wanted to take a stance against the technology. But Democratic Representative Susan Ruiz says lawmakers need more information from experts before taking any action.
I would love to see an informational hearing because there are a lot of pros and cons to this, and I think we could become much more informed.
Legislators will take up the matter in the next legislative session. A recent survey by Common Sense Media found 72% of teens have used AI chat services at least once. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court will not be on the bench when the court convenes later this month. Chief Justice Marla Lukert is taking a leave of absence for medical reasons. While she is gone, the next most senior justice, Eric Rosen, will take on the Chief Justice's duties. KSNT reports the October docket includes 15 cases that will be heard over 4 days beginning October 27th. Weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, it should become mostly sunny with highs this afternoon approaching 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 82. Cold front moves in Friday night, bringing us cooler temperatures for the weekend. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 64 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 65 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for doing so. The time is 7:07.
Support for NPR coming.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, Kansas has more rural hospitals at risk of closure than any other state, and changes at the federal level are further complicating things.
We have to do what's right beyond our individual hospitals. We have to do what's right for regions.
How hospital officials in Kansas are hoping to survive, coming up in about 20 minutes. Forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies with highs this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. Tomorrow, sunny, still warm, a little bit cooler, highs tomorrow near 82 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 64 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 65. Atchison, mostly clear, and 65 degrees.
I'm Celia Hatton, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, anger in Israel as pressure mounts on Hamas to return hostage bodies. China's detained the head of one of its biggest underground church networks. We'll speak with his daughter. And can singing relieve postnatal depression?
BBC NewsHour follows Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from...
Those are streaming now. More are coming on Wednesdays. Jed, thank you so much for talking with us, and thanks so much for this work.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Michelle. This has been such an honor.
Where these 1,000 soldiers, can they go?
This is NPR News.
When Broadway shows flop or have a short run, the curtains don't have to close for good. Some musicals are getting a second life in schools.
When you get out there tonight, you've worked hard, you know what you're doing, shine that light.
I'm Alyssa Nadworny, inside a regional theater production of the Britney Spears musical, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. It's 7:30.
NPR News, Washington.
In the Middle East, the initial phase of the Gaza ceasefire is fragile. Israel is telling Hamas to hand over the remains of hostages with no delay. The Israeli military says one of the bodies returned was not a hostage. Relief aid is only getting into Gaza through one single crossing today. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The city of Topeka has agreed to pay nearly $300,000 to a former firefighter who sued the city for gender discrimination. In the suit, Barbara Hack claimed the city violated her civil rights when it allegedly passed her up for promotions on the basis of her gender. Hack says she applied for multiple promotions during her 24 years with the Topeka Fire Department, but was passed over in favor of less qualified men. KSNT reports the city has agreed to pay Hack $292,500 to settle the suit. Under the terms of the settlement, the city of Topeka does not admit to any wrongdoing. Kansas high school students are taking more college-level courses than ever before. But as Suzanne Perez reports, school attendance remains a challenge.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson says more than 40,000 Kansas high school students are taking some type of post-secondary class this year. That's a 25% increase since 2021. A new report from the Kansas Department of Education also shows record-high graduation rates and more students taking AP classes. But Watson says nearly one in five Kansas students is chronically absent. That number peaked during the COVID-19 pandemic, but is still well above the rate 7 years ago.
While it's coming down, it's not coming down very quickly.
The percentage of white students in Kansas fell more than 10% since 2012. The number of Hispanic students has risen nearly 28%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A member of the Kansas State Board of Education took time during Tuesday's board meeting to praise and pray for the late right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Republican Debbie Potter of Garden Plain left the board table and addressed members during the Citizens Open Forum. She called Kirk a biblical prophet and urged the board and others to pray for his memory. Kirk's rhetoric has been described as divisive, racist, xenophobic, and extreme by groups that study hate speech, including the Southern Poverty Law Center. Weather forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers this morning, primarily before 8 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. Tomorrow, sunny, still warm. Highs tomorrow near 82 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 64 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for
tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Good morning. Coming up on Morning Edition, it's been an exciting 48 hours for the three winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. We will hear from one of the winners on the Marketplace Morning Report in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Looks like the rain has moved out of the listening area, for now anyway. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Temperatures still above normal for this time of year. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 63. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 82. Looks like a cold front moves in Friday night, bringing us some cooler temperatures over the weekend. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy skies and 65 degrees. The time is 7:44.
Music.
I'm Layla Faldin, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing the government here?
What do you know about this executive action?
So how are conservatives who oppose Trump feeling right now?
What jobs are being cut out there?
If the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau cannot do its work, what does that mean for Americans?
No matter what the headlines bring, we'll break it all down for you. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Frank Urias Jr. is president of a Taylor Swift fan club at a retirement home in Omaha. He didn't even know who Swift was until his occupational therapist played Timeless for him, which took Frank back to his own seven-decade love story with his late wife. That launched his fandom. He bought I Heart Taylor pins, decorated his walker orange. Now about 100 residents identify as Swifties and have issued a standing invitation for Swift to join them for bingo. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At WTGrantFDN.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas has more rural hospitals at risk of closure than any other state, according to one estimate. Further complicating things is that in 2028, Medicaid reimbursement rates will start decreasing. But as Noah Taborda of the Kansas News Service reports, a change to a state tax will give a few years of cushion for struggling hospitals to implement long-term strategies.
Nearly every seat is taken at the remnant cat hurt to have the conversation, Williams says. Ultimately, he's confident Kansans will find ways to maintain sufficient health care, even if it looks a little different. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda in Parsons.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can find this story and more like it on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and drinks and made-from-scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and 501 Minnesota in KCK.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 95.1, 91.5 Lawrence, and 96.1 Lawrence. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it and so much more. I know KPR matters to you, and your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you for your support. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, highs this afternoon near 86 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 65. It's 9 minutes before 8.
He used some colorful language to warn there may be more companies with similar problems. He said, when you see one cockroach, there are probably more. So he said there could be some excess in the private credit markets. But other banks like Citigroup say they're not affected by the bankruptcies, and they don't see warning signs of major distress in the private credit markets.
All right. Jamie Dimon said you should maybe not say the cockroach concept, but he did. For Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Lipkin in Ogden, Utah.
Former special counsel Jack Smith has spoken publicly about political attacks on his former team. Smith led the federal prosecutors who twice obtained indictments against Donald Trump. Smith spoke yesterday at the University College, London.
These are team players who don't want anything but to do good in the world. They're not interested in politics. And I get very concerned when I see how easy it is to demonize these people for political ends, when these are the very sort of people I think we should be celebrating.
Smith highlighted the U.S. Justice Department's recent indictments of former FBI Director James Comey and current New York Attorney General Letitia James. On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are up by more than 200 points. NASDAQ futures are up by more than 250 points. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police say they have located the woman whose abduction was caught on a home surveillance video in Wichita. The video released Monday shows the woman approaching a home when a man grabs her from behind and walks her back to the street. Police say the woman is now safe and was not injured. KSN reports she is 35 years old and lives in the neighborhood where the incident occurred. Police believe it was a case of domestic violence. A 22-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident. He faces charges including aggravated battery and criminal restraint. Kansas schools are becoming more racially diverse. That's according to a new report by the State Department of Education. The percentage of white students in Kansas has dropped by more than 10% since 2012. The number of Hispanic students is up by nearly 28%. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the percentage of students needing to learn English has not risen at the same rate.
So while Hispanic populations increase, the number of students that do not speak English as their first languages remain fairly constant over the last 13, 14 years.
The report also shows a dramatic increase in the number of students with disabilities. Kansas lawmakers are split on whether they should address concerns about the use of artificial intelligence in health care. As Noah Taborda reports, some providers are concerned children are using AI chatbots during mental health crises.
One senator suggested there was little the state government could do to limit AI use for health issues, while others wanted to take a stance against the technology. But Democratic Representative Susan Ruiz says lawmakers need more information from experts before taking any action.
I would love to see an informational hearing because there are a lot of pros and cons to this, and I think we could become much more informed.
Legislators will take up the matter in the next legislative session. A recent survey by Common Sense Media found 72% of teens have used AI chat services at least once. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court will not be on the bench when the court convenes later this month. Chief Justice Marla Lueckert is taking a leave of absence for medical reasons. While she's gone, the most senior justice, Eric Rosen, will take on the Chief Justice's duties. KSNT reports the October docket includes 15 cases that will be heard over 4 days beginning October 27th. Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, still warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, just a shade cooler, high temperatures tomorrow near 82. Looks like a cold front moves in Friday night to Saturday morning, bringing cooler temperatures for the weekend. In Lawrence at the moment, partly cloudy, 65 degrees. Topeka's mostly sunny, 65. Atchison, mostly cloudy, 65 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from NPR State.
It's not symbolic, but critical to the county's response moving forward to better support its residents.
We have entire families who are destitute because their fathers or mothers were taken from their workplaces and they have no way to pay their rent or put food on the table.
The declaration remains in place until the board moves to end it. For NPR News, I'm Destiny Torres in Los Angeles.
The
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simones at the Granada, October 16th. Doors open 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Tickets at granada.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Still ahead, in 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act into law.
Today is a triumph for freedom as huge as any victory that's ever been won on any battlefield.
Today, the Supreme Court hears a challenge to the last major part of the law that is still standing. We'll hear more about that in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today from noon till 3 on KPR, right after the noon news and Stardate, we have got a banger of a Brazilian dance for saxophone and orchestra, plus some Danish classics with suites for both recorder and cello, and much, much more. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, still warm, high temperatures this afternoon around 86 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 65. Topeka, mostly sunny, 65. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
Much for talking with us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
When Broadway shows flop or have a short run, the curtains don't have to close for good. Some musicals are getting a second life in schools.
When you get out there tonight, you've worked hard, you know what you're doing, shine that light.
I'm Alyssa Nadworny, inside a regional theater production of the Britney Spears musical on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Lorson is your host for Kansas Public Radio's All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and KPR. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, still warm. Highs near 86 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 67 degrees. It's 8:30.
Notified late Friday that they had lost their jobs. The next day, more than half of them got emails revoking those notices. Erin Melton Backus was one of them. She's at the CDC's Office on Smoking and Health, and it was the third time this year she's received a termination notice.
At this point, it seems like the chaos and lack of transparency is the point.
The cuts that remain affect CDC staff who brief Congress, those working on chronic disease and nutrition, and human resources staff who are called back from furlough to lay off their colleagues and members of their own team. In an email, an HHS spokesperson declined to confirm numbers, but said the terminated staffers were non-essential. Ping Huang, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The city of Topeka has agreed to pay nearly $300,000 to a former firefighter who sued the city for gender discrimination. In the suit, Barbara Hack claimed the city violated her civil rights when it allegedly passed her up for promotions on the basis of her gender. Hack says she applied for multiple promotions during her 24 years with the Topeka Fire Department, but was passed over in favor of less qualified men. KSNT reports the city has agreed to pay Hack $292,500 to settle the suit. Under the terms of the settlement, the city does not admit to any wrongdoing. Kansas high school students are taking more college-level courses than ever before, but as Suzanne Perez reports, school attendance remains a challenge.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson says more than 40,000 Kansas high school students are taking some type of post-secondary class this year. That's a 25% increase since 2021. A new report from the Kansas Department of Education also shows record-high graduation rates and more students taking AP classes. But Watson says nearly one in five Kansas students is chronically absent. That number peaked during the COVID-19 pandemic, but is still well above the rate 7 years ago.
While it's coming down, it's not coming down very quickly.
The percentage of white students in Kansas fell more than 10% since 2012. The number of Hispanic students has risen nearly 28%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The attorney representing the man accused of murdering a Kansas priest is asking for a hearing to determine whether his client is competent to stand trial. Gary Lee Hermish is charged with murdering Father Arul Karasala in Seneca last April. KMBC reports Hermish's attorney filed the request for a competency hearing on Tuesday. According to an affidavit, authorities say Hermish admitted to the shooting at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Weather forecast for today calls for mostly sunny skies and still warm temperatures. Highs this afternoon near 86 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. Tomorrow sunny, a little bit cooler. Highs tomorrow near 82. Cold front moving in on Friday night into Saturday morning, bringing cooler temperatures for the weekend. Sunday's high only around 67. The time is 8:34.
Support.
Volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in about 10 minutes, people are using ChatGPT and other artificial intelligence apps to help them with mental health issues, but experts say they are not a substitute for therapy. We'll hear more about that in 12 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at seven venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, still warm. Highs this afternoon around 86 degrees. Tonight mostly clear, lows around 63. Tomorrow sunny, a little cooler. Highs tomorrow around 82. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny 67. Topeka partly cloudy 66. The time is 8:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR network colleagues.
Joe Shaneman is host of Nevada Public Radio's morning talk show, State of Nevada. He is here to host.
Or checking in with NPR foreign correspondents with deep expertise.
Joining us now to talk about all this is NPR's Joanna Kakissa. She's in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Good morning, Joanna.
Unpack the headlines, stay connected, stay informed. This is NPR.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show. And Cordelia has just handed me the playlist. What do we have in store? Bach, Chopin, Vivaldi, Prokofiev. Good stuff coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening on KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at seven venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees, winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 63. Tomorrow, sunny, still warm, high near 82. Looking ahead to Friday, mostly sunny, with high temperatures still in the lower 80s. Thunderstorms moving in, though, Friday afternoon into Friday evening, overnight into Saturday, and the weekend will be much cooler. Highs on Saturday around 74. Highs on Sunday only around 67 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy 68, Topeka cloudy 67. It's 9 before 9.
She doesn't notice when I get too quiet or when I'm holding something back. Still, they both help, just in different ways. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center presenting The Children of Lear, an Irish dance story, Friday, October 17th and October 18th. Tickets and information at lawrenceartscenter.org.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Wednesday. Do stay tuned. The Classical Morning Show with Cordelia is up next on KPR2. It's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 86 degrees, still unseasonably warm. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 63. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 82. Looks like a cold front moves in Friday night, Saturday morning, bringing down temperatures for the weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 74. Sunday, sunny with a high near 67. That's more like it. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees, Topeka cloudy 67. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman.